Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness a standing in the spotlight on showcase, a 12 young men who have given you such tunes as the grunt. Pastor P, give me some more. Ladies and gentlemen, without no doubt, these are the JBs.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, brother?
Right.
Hey, yeah. You're getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a fun.
king was looking down. The jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned.
They were singing, bye, bye.
the day that I die.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and we also have with us Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
That's great.
And we
so
started
you.
Off tonight with American Pie.
Yes, yes.
Those that don't remember that song.
Yes. I wanted you to play that for a particular reason, dealing with the title of the show. And basically what I got as I was riding to the store listening to Dry Bones Sunday morning, and everything just fell right into place. Like I said, it's all about balancing the words of the number, the numbers
yeah.
behind the words. And we're going to get deeper into that this evening. Dealing with balance in the words, your words that come out your mouth, because this is what you speak into existence, family, and it's real.
Yes, it
before
is.
We get started, let me acknowledge Ashe to the ancestors for their internal lessons of life that they're giving. Namaste to our elders for all that they share in their books of memory, in respect and much love to the listening audience and family for their time in this portion of your life that you share with us. Thank you. It's much appreciated.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it truly is.
How are you doing, Sister Antoinette?
I'm well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Just American Pie, yeah. Real talk.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
That's why we're going to get into that. Real talk is speaking truth to power. And if
yes.
you have the will, family, you have the power. We can go back to a cartoon that some of us might remember called He-Man. And He-Man, every time he would change identities from, if I'm not mistaken, Prince Adam and Eve, Adam pulls his sword out and says, I have the power. We have
oh,
the
okay.
power. If you got the will to speak the truth. And it's no coincidence that He-Man comes up to five. That five, family. Because that sword that he raises only represents the words that you speak, that you're pulling up. Because the sword is no more than the words. That's why the pen is mightier than the sword, from the words that you write down. So with that, and I want people to think about that song, American Pie, and that one lyric that he constantly says, bye-bye, Miss American Pie, drove my Chevy mm-hmm. to the levee, but the levee was dry. Those good old boys, the good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die. Mm. And they coming up on that death. And I explain that as we go through this class this evening. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, do you have any current events? Oh, and we're definitely going to touch on last week, too, because I didn't get into it in depth. Jack of all trades yeah. and a master of none. Because it's all related, all of it, balancing the word and that master of none. So with that being said, you can go ahead and start the current event.
Okay. Now, I got notice from someone that comes to the show that, and I'm going to butcher his name, so if anyone can say the name correctly, please. Ronco Rashidi, he's a academic community, well, the academic community mourns the scholar and historian. He's the death of a respected academic, Ronco Rashid, was announced last night by his friends and family. He passed away while on a research trip to Egypt on August the 2nd. He describes himself as a scholar, historian, author, and lecturer. He was born in 1954. He was 67 when he passed away. He held frequent seminars about African history, Pan-Africanism, and focused his work specifically on the global African presence, which details the movements of Africans outside of Africa and before and after enslavement. So he said that we cannot destroy white supremacy until we address the internal contradictions in ourselves and in our communities that allow white supremacy to continue to flourish. So I told them that I would make sure that I made this announcement. So for all of y'all that knew of him, you know, I give my condolences, and I wish that I could say that I knew about him, but I didn't know about him until, you know, this was brought to my attention.
Namaste to the elder who is now an ancestor, Ashe. And again, Brother X mentioned him last night on his show that he had. So I'm quite sure some family members that are more familiar with him will have things to add to the mix about his contributions, our people, and to the world. So, yes.
Yeah.
Ashe, my brother.
Yeah.
Ashe.
As in we have, okay, I believe this is Brother Ray who has his hand up.
Mm-hmm.
So Brother Ray, talk to note. Brother Ray?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Brother Ray. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm alive and well. I thank God for that.
Sure you're right.
Renoko Rashidi was an excellent historian. He traveled around the globe and went to every black community that he could find, and I mean in the jungles of different countries, in the deserts of different countries, and in the cities of different countries, and he traveled all over the world. He always reported back to the people what he found. You know, of course, it always brings controversy, but he was so accurate in his reporting of what he was finding in his travels. And I just spoke with him last week. It had been a little over a week ago. He told me he was leaving this trip, and I was really looking forward to his coming back. We had a long conversation. Now, we have not always been eye to eye on certain issues, but he was doing a wonderful work, and I've always thanked him for it. He was here in Miami a couple of years ago now, and he had a good response, good turnout. We're going to miss that, brother, and these are some of the brothers that, and many others out there who are doing wonderful things, but we don't know about them because, you know, we're not reporting, and we're going to try to do that. Well, with Antoinette's show, we're going to see if we can get them to come and say what they're doing and, you know, and educate our people. We need to be educated about ourselves, and his show is one of those, his presentations were one of those times we got to learn so much. I learned so much from him about Brazil and the black people who are there and have been there, and about the slave trade and how it still goes on. We talked about that the last time I talked with him. But anyway, yes, we're going to miss this brother. Renoko Rashidi. Renoko Rashidi.
Thank you, Brother Ray. And thank you for pronouncing his name for me.
Yeah, he said we know it. We got to show it. So that's what we do.
Yeah.
And I'll sit back and listen to the show.
Okay.
I appreciate what
you're appreciate that input, Brother Ray, because, again, like I said, it's a lot of our people that are very familiar with it, more than I. So, again,
yeah,
appreciate it. You know, love it. And again, anybody else once they do call in, if they have anything to add to it, more than welcome. Please do.
Yeah.
But thank you, Brother Ray. Thank us.
Thank you, Brother Ray. Now, we know according to this... I'm sorry, Brother Ray.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying I'm part of this team. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. As y'all know, there's a lot of things surrounding this so-called COVID, whatever you want to call it, that's going around and different sites and everything is being taken down. And I was made aware of today that, and I'm not good with names, y'all, so I butcher them. Dr. Mercola, he has taken down his site of 25 years where, you know, he's always given, you know, information on everything health-related and, you know, just anything you could find basically on his site. And he has taken down his site. You know, he was threatened also. So, you know, so now they're even going after people that give natural remedies to different things. The holopathic, is that what they're called, homeopathic? So
yeah,
they're going after the... Thank you. They're going after their website. So he is one that is truly going to be missed. And for 25 years of information, that's the reason why it's important when y'all get this stuff to, you know, download it, you know, put it on another drive, you know, put it on something else so that you will always have it, because they're taking this stuff off. I mean, hopefully when they get done playing these games, they'll put their information back up. So I want to make sure that y'all are aware of that so that you can get the information that, you know, you find valuable to get it, because honestly and truly, I don't know how long anybody that's on doing any kind of social media is going to be able to last on here with things like this. Now, unless you're, you know, feeding the information that they want you to push. Let's see. Also, in New York, I know they've already started the mandate where you can't go into places unless you show that you've been vaccinated. So that's another thing. You know, they're really pushing this agenda. And, well, I mean... No, I mean, there's a whole lot of BS that you could talk about, but, well, this one isn't BS. A Philadelphia man was freed after 30 years that he was in prison, and the evidence, they already had the evidence that proves that he wasn't guilty, but he spent 30 years in prison, and he was released. Let's see. CNN reports that. Go ahead, brother.
No, I was just saying that's nothing new. We have so many people that are behind bars that are waiting trials and court dates, and they have the information that these people are innocent. You know, we're not talking about the guilty. We're talking about people that they know are innocent but are still locked up. So, you know, this story goes on and on. But, again, we're at this juncture where we have to make a stand, you know. And again, yes, if your stand is lifting your voice and letting it be heard, wherever and whenever you could talk to those to inform them, then we need to do that. Because a lot of us just remain silent and listen. Silence is consent, family.
Yeah.
When we stay silent, they feel that they have the authority to keep doing the bull that they're doing, the crap that they keep doing. So, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sister. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I know that you wanted to get, we didn't get into the class last week, really, so I was making it short for this week.
Okay, great. Great. So we'll start there from last week, dealing with a jack of all trades and a master of none. And I always go back and look at the old saying that I hear people still say, that we hate self. And I don't look at it that way. I look at it that we don't know self. And when you don't know self, that particular three words, don't know self, comes up to 43, which is seven. Seven is your gift. That's what we don't know, our gift. And when we talk about a jack of all trades and a master of none, that that is mastered is your gift. A lot of people think that what they've learned is their gift. The skills that they learned, the talent that they have, that, again, they increase by learning. Your gift is from within. That's seven. Attached to your consciousness, attached to nature. You see your gift. You know it once you recognize it. That's why recognize the seven, see a seven. Find a seven, find your gift. Because you're already the master of that gift that comes from within. When you find it, you know it, you recognize it. So again, that's that seven that keeps us in a lot of distractions coming from the media and coming from news. Distractions 52, which is seven. Media 16, news is 16, seven. That's where we're getting all of the distractions that our conversations are on. Conversation is seven. Because the wrong conversation will drain your energy. Drain is seven and energy is seven. Our conversations drain if they're the wrong conversations. The conversation should give you the energy to pull you up and others in the conversation. This is why we go directly now to the balance of the word. Because that's still what we're not actually doing. We're not balancing the word. For me, the balance is spiritual and or metaphysical. The words that I find, or the number behind the words, is what I search for to make anything that the conversation is about deal with the spiritual, because we continuously stay on the physical and material rhetoric. And when we do that, we keep ourselves in the box. Box is seven. We're not thinking outside the box when we're constantly using the physical and material. We understand that because knowing the physical and material is basically, as they say, know your enemy as well as you know yourself. Well, everything that we talk about is what the enemy on the outside is giving us, and we're drawn to those conversations. For instance, I was listening to Dry Bones this weekend, and it was a very spirited show, to say the least. But they got to a junction almost at the end, and they started talking about cryptocurrency. And Dry Bones used the term escape. How are we going to escape all of this? Well, it's the number behind the words that we use. Because escape comes to 23, which is that five, which is no more than your thought. Starting with your interpretation, starting with nature. And even cryptocurrency, crypto is 22. currency is 30. 22 plus 30 is 52. 7, consciousness, your conversation, your energy, nature. Are we talking about these things? The whole conversation during the show was all the material and physical rhetoric that was being thrown around in the classroom, I would say, with dry bones, on physical and material constantly. Nothing spiritual, taking us off of our spiritual essence, because that's always the plan. I've heard the words thrown around about if people listen, they're stupid. You know, another reference came up to them being dumb. I agree with the number behind words, not the word that might be being used. So again, stupid, dumb, same number. Stupid 31, dumb 13. They just reverse. But that's the four. That's the crypto in actuality. But for me, it's not stupid and dumb. It's weak. Weak is 13. W-E-A-K, weak, 13. Our spirit is weak. And this is what we're dealing with. Spirit is also four. Weak is four. This is why our conversations are always on the physical and material, never seen the spiritual, because we don't see the number of the word, because that cryptocurrency is no more than water and memory, or memories, as Brother Kwame always referenced to, water bringing you conscious and memory. But water and memories, cryptocurrency is what we should have been talking about. It's spiritual connection. We had no spiritual connection within talking about cryptocurrency, because it was all on the physical that they've put in our face, got us chasing to learn this, that, and the other. We don't need to learn spiritual. We just need that connection with each other, collective spirit, collective three, spirit four, cryptocurrency. What they've used is called the control grid, control 22-4, grid 21-3. 4 and 3, that's 7. 3D, 3, 4, 7. They're keeping us on a third dimension through our conversations, family, because our conversations are constantly on the physical and material, and we talk here and there spots on the spiritual, on God, on wisdom. Because if we get into crypto, there's no wisdom, because we didn't recognize how to balance that word to see the spiritual, to see the metaphysical. We're talking about it on their terms, referencing back to American Pie. American 22, Pie 13, that's 4 and 4, real talk. Real 13, talk 13, 4 and 4. Real talk is speaking truth to power. Truth 31, 4. Speaking is also 31. Truth is 31, 4 and 4 again. American Pie. Well, why would I reference that? Because speaking real truth to that song, they are talking about different musicians and artists who died in a plane crash, and talking about this will be the day that they, well, who? They ain't saying we die. They said the good old boys. Why? Because once we start speaking truth, real talk, the American Pie image that they have, because remember, what's America's favorite pie? It's called apple. Apple is 14. Back to that 5, your escape. 14, your brain, Use your brain. 14, your interpretation. 59, 5 plus 9, 14. Your thought, 41. Your authority, 41. Coming from your curiosity, 41. What's important to you, important, 32. So again, when I saw that, I was like, wow, drove my Chevy to the levee. Drove 21, Chevy 21. Levee is 22. And the only reason a levee is dry is because what? I think in Hurricane Katrina, they blew the levees.
Yeah.
Be it man-made or natural, it's water. That's why levee is 22, water is 22. So those good old boys who are drinking 22 and 3 or 12, because whiskey, 22, rye is 12. Same numbers of cryptocurrency. Once we start talking spiritual and metaphysical, this would be the time that they die. Their time is up. But they know they still got a little more time because we're still stuck on the physical and material, on the words that they put in front of us that we gravitate to, not seeing the number to take us to the spiritual realm, to find those spiritual words that we should be conversating on, discussing, instead of stuck in this physical plane of a third dimension. So, yes. Again, it's just that our people are not dumb and stupid. Our people are just weak spiritually. It's a spiritual weakness.
Yes, I
and
agree.
I want family to think about this from my group, well, all of our groups, but particularly mine, I claim Parliament, Parliament being 31. Dealing
yes.
with that cut-punk intelligence. When the lyric goes, the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. And we all know pill comes to 12. Well, pill is meant to kill you. Pill is 12. The pill that they present to us with all these side effects is a lie. In order to kill, lie is 12. It's that sin of the lie that they're pushing. Because now the pill would be the shot. Shot is 21. Pill is 12. Both meant to kill you. It's not our salvation. Salvation is 30, which is at 3. Sacrifice is 39, which is that 3. We're being sacrificed by adhering to the lie and taking the shot. But to get back to that lyric again, to finish it off, the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. I am the pill, y'all. I'm the pill. And it's we all are once we get on that same page of balancing our words. Because pill, as I refer to, comes to 12, which is kill. But when I refer to I am the pill, I'm not that pill. I'm P-E-E-L, pill, which means I'm peeling away that skin to get to the meat of the problem, the heart of the problem. Because pill is 15. Balance is 15. Word is 15. I'm peeling back to balance the word so we could see a little bit clearer. Because, again, that's what the balance does, especially when you have a direction to look at the word you're looking for. As I said, I'm searching for everything spiritually and metaphysically. By the number of the word, so I could recognize other words that are spiritual that we should be conversating about. As the old saying, the sins of the father falls on the son. I look at it as the sins of the parents fall on the children and or family, because it might not be you, but you have a DNA connection to your family. And again, we get biblically when we hear those terms like sin, and again, somebody else, balance that word by the number. Sin comes to 12. Lie comes to 12. Your sin is no more than a simple lie. It's not all this biblical stuff the way they not taught everyone to go after. No, it's just that lie. So how many lies have you added up throughout your life that are now coming back on you or someone in your family? They're having difficulties and problems. We or those who lie might have learned to live their lie so well that they're living that lie like it's golden. Golden is 21, lie is 12. That 3 and 3. But somebody else in the family is catching hell, well, catching hell.
Yeah.
And this is what we have to address. This is what we have to rectify, change. Because even we did a show a while back, do you pick the size or did the side pick you? See, because that side that picks, that comes to a 7. That's 34, pick sides or side pick. That's 7, again, consciousness, but it basically starts at birth 25, which is 7. At birth, you are given a soul. There's a soul that enters. Soul is 16, which is 7. Let me backtrack just for a moment when we were dealing with cryptocurrency. Because when we look at other words for cryptocurrency, is no more than the stock market. Stock being 3, market being 4. And the highest thing on the stock market right now that we have that's more valuable than gold is called our melanin. Melanin is 16, which is 7. Stock market is 34, which is 7. Our melanin is on the stock market.
Yeah.
We talk about it, but we don't see it in the words or the numbers behind the words that we speak. We go beyond that and keep into or stay within that proverbial box of distractions by way of our conversations that never go spiritual or metaphysical. So, yes. The side picked you at birth, your soul. We've heard of the terms between a rock and a hard place. No more than between being able to read between the lines. Because rock 13, line 13, is no more than spirit 31. How are you between your spirit, and what's hard? Hard is consciousness. That shouldn't be hard. And the place is no more than in your brain. We have to take those thought patterns back in everything we say. Because even referred to in the Bible, in Proverbs 18:21. 18, 9, 21, 3. 9 plus 3, that's 12. Back to 12. Mm. But it refers to death and life are in the power of the tongue. Wow. That's no more than us speaking it into existence, because sound has power. Sound is one and power is one. That's your power and the sound that you make. And the tongue carries frequencies. Tongue is one, frequency is one. Ain't that something? On the one. When we speak power, we speak truth. There's no power in a lie. Because we're in the age of Aquarius, seven being Aquarius, of revealing. The truth has to be revealed. Because we've been lied to for so long, and we now believe the lie that we've been told throughout religion and everything else, because we never put the emphasis of seeing the wisdom of the number behind the word. So we see, not me, because I'm going to see it my way, but I already know that you will see it your way, and you could use this in your daily lives by putting the number behind whatever the words that you do, the things that you do, to start seeing those patterns in the numbers that you even see throughout the day, be it 33, be it 22, be it 44, be it 1111, whatever group of numbers, sequence that you constantly see, the words that you're using, the numbers are already there to guide you. I love it, Sister Antoinette, because you're getting deeper into it. Brother Derek is getting deeper into it. To just use two individuals. But it was no coincidence that while I was dealing with this proverb, dealing with the power of the tongue, that Brother Thomas texts me with something very similar, dealing with the truth coming from the darkness. Bringing that truth to light. So again, we have to take that power back, because we truly speak it into existence. And this is why the rhetoric of the physical and material world, the third dimensional plane that we keep conversating about, we're speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
With no spiritual essence behind what we're doing, because within that catch 22, because what you're catching is no more than a spirit. But we done made that a real difficult phrase, dealing with the way we have assumed it meant, the way that it's being used. You're in a catch 22. No, what catches to itself, which is a universe. 422 is God, is spiritual, is the answer, is the solution, is the lesson. We're not learning a spiritual lesson because we're too involved in the physical and material plane of what we see with these two eyes, these two thieves, instead of, again, opening that third eye that a lot of us claim to be doing, but we're not really doing it. Your conversation, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Listen to yourself. I do. Woo, I listen to people, because I listen to the number behind what's being said, so I do not forget. That's part of my gift with a photographic memory, to remember these numbers and words just like that, because we're the ultimate computer, computer being 32.5, brain being 14.5. We're the ultimate computer, family. But we keep relying on these cell phones. I've gotten in the habit now of when I go out, I don't take my cell phone unless I'm going out to meet somebody or to do something where I need to make a call. But if it's not, These phones are in the house. I'm getting more and more in sync with my ancestors. Oh, like I said last week, moms came through a dream. Yesterday, during my 11:11 a.m. meditation, my grandfather came through me to me through visions and revealed so much of our family tree, going all the way back to West Africa and the Dogons. Him coming through this way and being, as they called, a Geechee by way of the South Carolinas. Him being a healer, which is in my family's genes. So he gave me, like I said, family, please start meditating as much as possible. Because, again, that spiritual realm is trying its damnedest to inform us with the information needed to take us to that next plateau, that next level that we keep missing because we are stuck being 25, that's 7. We stuck in the box, family box of 7, through our conversations alone. Because when I look at that side that picked you, that's no more than the I Am, the Big Bang, the Galactic Federation, the air and the wind, your brain and your mind. Same numbers. But because we only see it through that very minute, limited scope of the physical and material, and the spiritual is much more vast. It's much bigger. But we limit ourselves. And like I see and hear through conversations just how limited we are. And for whatever reason, we want use methods and ways that are being given to us by different family members trying to help us along our personal journeys that at the end of the day are all collective, a collective consciousness. So, as we say, we can't save everybody. We're not meant to save everybody. We're here to help those who are ready to be helped, who are ready to get on that journey that they are seeing, sensing, knowing. It's beautiful to know the things that I know that I don't know that I know. I love it because it keeps me not only humble, but motivated to keep on this constant struggle to gain information and knowledge in order to share with one another. So, again, I went through that really fast because I didn't get into the numbers of each word that I could have. But like I said, we got enough now, and everybody should have the code of Marty Lee's to basically do this. And what Brother Derek discussed, that they have a app that you could say these words or type these words in, and the number will pop up right away.
Yes.
That's great, but that computer is in my mind and in my brain. So I tabulate this, and this is why I don't forget these words, numbers. Don't have to go back, because I can go back in my own brain and bring them up. That's the power we all have that we don't use because we've gotten so lazy and so dependent on technology, which is no more than the frequency. We're not on the frequency of the sound, the source of the light, sound and light. And we hear that, and we don't know how to change that. If it wasn't spiritual, into the spiritual, because we're stuck on what we perceive dealing with these occult words of English constantly. We want to reiterate these words that we learned spelling that have put a spell on us are occultic. They're hidden, and it's only hidden behind the numbers of these words that are being revealed, because this is the age of Aquarius that we're in, to reveal the truth, speak the truth to power. And everybody has the will, but are we using the power? Because willpower comes up to 32. Back to that five.
Back to five.
Our escape. And like I said, if we don't take the time out to do it, we don't see a way out. We just keep regurgitating, throwing up, boo-booing on one another with the same program, using different words that's really not spiritual in and of itself. And we can't seem to get on that, but we talk about metaphysics and we talk about spiritual all the time, but I'm not hearing it in those numbers of the words being used. I hear it in words, but the words don't reflect the spiritual and the metaphysics that we should be on. Like I said, if not all the time, because that's all my time that I spend on, but again, at least half. And that's virtually impossible for those who work.
Yeah.
To use half of that day on the spiritual realm. So this is why we're so weak, because those 40 or 40-hour work weeks make us weak. That's why week is 13, which is 40 hours, keeping us off of the spiritual because of work between certain hours of the day, that energy from the sun, our source of power, we don't recognize. Some of us do now, but again, do we really get out and commune with that power, communicate with the sun, with the air, with the wind, with the grass, with the ground, with the soil and the dirt and the trees and the leaves? Because like a saying, did I pick this side or did this side pick me? Because I never knew in 1,000 years or any time that being here where I am now and seeing that everything that's needed is in my own backyard, referring to the Wizard of Oz. There's no need to look farther than your own backyard. When I really got into my trees, my pine trees, pine 14, meta 14, tree 22, physics 31. Metaphysics in my yard is my pine trees, giving me all of the spiritual nourishment and nature by being there. And then to go farther, to see that I've gotten into crystals. Like I said, I didn't know that I was going to have a house that had two pine trees, and then to recognize the power of these pine trees and to recognize that even a crystal that a lot of us have and use is called amber. Amber.
Yes.
No coincidence that amber comes to 14. Wow. Pine comes to 14. And amber is made from the sap of the pine tree that has been fossilized for thousands of years, and once it's dug up, you find amber that has been fossilized, that's basically no more than the sap. But that pine, again, representing the brain, 14, pine 14, gives us healing power. Heal is 14. So I've been testing this sap, that when I hug my tree, I get some sap. In certain parts of my body, I'm using that sap on, that pain is diminishing. Not at one time, but slowly but surely. The pain is going away. But it's certain things, again, nature in and of itself has things in our own backyard, besides the dandelions and other things that we've talked about that are right there. And it's for you in particular, because that's why you're there. There's no coincidence, family. There's no coincidence. I know a lot of us do have yards. I know people who have yards that have artificial turf or have their whole backyard paved in, so they don't have, but they do. Once they recognize by the number and the images of those numbers within the images that give them information that they could use, that's all part of the journey. Their in particular journey, being wherever you are. But that's why this information is only here to enhance wherever you are, not to take from. But it will start to extract or chisel away the non-essentials that we entertain, the distractions, so we get to the real meat. Like I said, the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Stop peeling back those layers, family.
Yeah.
Just like I am the pill, you are the pill. Peel it back. Because the pill is no more than the balance of the... Yes.
We have someone that I've had on hold for 20 minutes, and I feel bad that I'm keeping them on hold. You might have
okay, well, bring them on. Bring the callers in, because I did
yes,
get
probably
a, give out a lot.
They're probably up to
so.
Me, too. Yes, okay. Area code 405. Area code 405.
This Brother Mel?
No, it's not Brother Mel.
Okay.
Okay, maybe they stepped yeah. away. Was that you or was that 405? Okay, well, maybe they stepped away. They'll be back with us. Okay, I'm sorry. I just felt bad because I kept them on hold for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But again, find your spiritual guidance and balance in the words. For me, that's what I do. And again, your spiritual guidance and balance might be found in other words, but if we stay on the spiritual, we'll find the spiritual behind these words to see that weak part of us that we don't refer to empower it. Just like we speak all of this about cryptocurrency and everything that they are teaching us about it into existence, we can speak those same things into existence spiritually. Because that'll be the day that the music died, not for us, but for the good old boys. Those good old boys that's all up in the White House.
Yeah.
It's all in the politics, all in religion. Throughout this society, those good old boys still drinking that whiskey.
Yeah.
See?
But Brother Eddie,
those
shouldn't
spirits.
It die back
yes.
in the 60s when they made this song? I mean,
yeah, they made it in
what,
the 70s, the early 70s, but yeah, I think it was Yeah, it was like 59 that the Big Bopper and Ricky Valley, and there was one other person, I can't think of the name right now, died in the plane crash.
The one who sang La Bamba.
Yeah.
He died in that crash.
Right.
But isn't that really, when you look back at that time, isn't that when the music died, the morals started dying? I mean, a whole lot of things just started falling away, and it seemed like it was always, it was around that time. No?
No, because like I said, if I'm not mistaken, that was like 58, 59 of the plane crash, and the music didn't die. The music just changed and was rearranged, but we were still dealing with conscious music all the way up until the 70s and 80s. Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, OJs, Ohio, I mean, we can go back. You know, our groups are still here.
Remember in the song he said he loved rhythm and blues.
Yeah. But
so
again,
the rhythm
who's
and blues
singing?
Didn't change, but their music changed. I mean, you know, because in my opinion, the fall of the morality and everything started with the good old boys, okay? But when it started to affect us was really bad was, you know, late 70s, early 80s, you know, 90s, when you could really feel the full effect of it really hitting us. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. And like I said, the music didn't die. It was just corrupted by those who basically finance the release of these particular artists these days. You know?
Yeah.
That's why it's referred to underground, this and that. You got to go underground to listen to some decent music and even rap.
Yeah.
That has a particular meaning, because they won't allow that on mainstream. Because, again, it's all part of a brainwashing to have our children refer to themselves as, excuse me, family, bitches and hoes, niggas, this, that, and the other. And then try to portray it as being something dear and near to one's heart. You know, be bigger, my nigga. You know. So, again, use that term, bigger, my nigga, because bigger comes to the four, nigga comes for the three, back to the cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
See, we just use the wrong words. The words or the numbers behind the words can be corrected, but we don't try to find that correction. We just continue to use these particular terms that, again, do nothing but imprison us deeper and deeper and deeper into a program, into the box. And we think since everybody is talking about the same thing a different way, it's cool. It's okay. No, it's not. Because we continue to follow somebody that has put something out that we didn't even make it or balance it by the number of the words that we keep speaking, saying this particular phrase or that particular phrase by whomever. Just like the Bible, it doesn't matter. If you don't have that personal relationship and you just speaking these same words and you ain't changed them up spiritually or your way, whatever your way is, and you keep repeating that, not only do you believe it, you become it. And this is what we see a lot of people have done. They've become those particular phrases that they constantly refer to that's stuck in their mind. They ain't even got to say it. As a man, as a woman, think if so are they. We not thought it. And we keep it. We embrace it. We love it. And don't know why.
Yeah.
Other than it sounds cool. Or my interpretation of this is because these words say that with no balance to the word. None whatsoever. Just keeping whoever said what the way they said it and referring to it that way. Giving all that energy and power away. So when are we going to stop, family?
Because, again, we speak all of this, even the lie, into existence. But we're at that time now, as you were referring to, all this garbage, this BS that they're doing with this, and I keep getting information from more and more of the family dealing with how this is blowing up in their face. We ain't got to worry about it. Just stay on your square. Stand fast. Because, again, been saying over and over again, we're living this summer not ready for the fall. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
No, what I was going to say was I had got some information today, but Snoop said that it wasn't true, but where they have a list of how many different names and everything this is going to go through, and the last one is February 23 of how many different variants and everything and the months that it's going to come out. You know, where they're going to keep saying that the variant had changed and is now this, and, you know, that this has sprung off to that and everything from this so-called COVID.
Well, of course, they're already gave you the blueprint letting you know. It's called a variant, a variation.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep giving us different variations with different names, even dealing with the Greek alphabet. Delta, Theta, they're going to keep coming up with all these different names again from a different so-called variant, a different lie that the government constantly pushes. Government being three, lie being three, that shot being three, the government lying in order for you to take this shot. This is why they keep pushing it to go so, so fast. Warp speed, they call it. Because they want as many people. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Brother Eddie, for talking over you. Now, they have a Spanish version. Is it a Spanish or Mexican version that they say is the newest one?
I don't try to keep up with it. Like I said, those are the distractions, again, at the end of the day. The real talk that we're talking about, see?
Yeah.
And that's why they give us this cryptocurrency to cripple us, because kryptonite was used to make Superman weak. We are the super people. And the crypto is no more than the kryptonite that we talking about, the way they present it to us, that we're trying to learn, which, again, you don't need to learn spirit. You need a connection, a collaboration with those are more spiritual than you might be, than I might be. That's the company that I keep. Company 13. Those are the others I look for. Others are 31. I don't look for all the others. No, it's particular people who are spiritual. I hear it not only in the word, but the number behind the word that leads me to them. And what I talk about, what I discuss, leads them to me. We're magnets. Yes. That's why magnet is 22 to 4, spirituals. We're spiritual magnets. Our spirits pull us together before we consciously realize what's happening. But we sense it right away. That's the vibe, that sense that we have. We hear facts. Facts is 23. Sense is 23. When we recognize facts when we hear it, even if we haven't did the research on it, when we hear that vibe, that fact that makes sense, it registers right away. Then we turn around and go do our investigation and research. The Father get engulfed with the information that we've been given, so that once we see what it is we're supposed to see, we're able to share
that we receive from our due diligence, from the work that we put in. So, yes.
Yep. Brother Eddie, we also have a caller with their hand up as
okay,
well.
Okay, let's bring the callers in. Okay.
Okay. Aircode 815.
Hey.
Okay, 815, when you clear your background, if you could press 1 again, and I will open up your line. Aircode 734.
Hi, Mr. Matt.
Greetings.
And thank you.
Greetings.
This is my first time ever calling in, but I'm calling in because I've been hearing this for about 3 weeks now, but someone's alarm is beeping off. You guys need to change your battery. I think it's yours, Annette.
It is, and what it is not my battery. Mine is attached to the wiring, and they have to come out and do it.
And you haven't called to report it yet?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I do have other smoke detectors, so that's not my only one. That's just the one that is my electrical one.
And it's connected, and they have to come out?
Yeah. It's connected to my alarm system.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know if you knew that you can get it changed. All right, well, thank you. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you for looking out for me. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have another caller. Area code 773.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Brother D, how's it going?
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, I don't want to interrupt the class, whatever. But no, you really bringing it tonight. But my little take is that at this point now, save and conserve your energy for more important things, mainly yourself. Because at this point now, the people that are going to listen, they're going to listen. The people are not going to listen, they're not. You know, just like a few hours ago, one of my neighbors called me saying he's going to take his second shot tomorrow. So, and it's like no matter what you say to them, you can bring them the information, the facts, whatever. They're still going to end up doing what they're going to do. I mean, it's sad to say that, but it's at this point, it's a reality. But at the same time, don't drain your energy. Don't drain your strength, because now more than ever, we're going to need it. You know?
Yes, sir. I agree.
One good thing, though, now, as far as the younger people, the ones I've talked to here, they're kind of catching on, you know? So, which is a good thing, because especially this whole thing, just like today, for example, the governor here now is mandating the masks for the school children. All the schools, the public and the private.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where the parents got to step up now. You know, they're doing now, they're really getting ready to push and mandate these vaccines for everybody, because a lot of these companies and corporations have already done it. Now, I know with the post office, they fought back. They don't have to do it now. But like most of the government employees have to take it now. Matter of fact, also this governor here, he also mandated the vaccines for some of the state workers.
Yeah.
So
Brother D, is that a point
in our family where, Eddie, I think you had mentioned it earlier, if nothing else, we got to start, more people need to start speaking out. It can't be just the same people, the same group, because, like I said, especially with us, whatever, I mean, some of us are getting tired, you know, frustrated. I mean, I got so mad at somebody a few weeks ago, and I turned around and apologized to him. My chest started to hurt. I started having chest pains and stuff, so I had to back up, you know. Now we really need to start taking this thing seriously, you know. But now with the good news, I finally had Basement Boogie published. It's going to be published tomorrow. And the name has been trademarked, and it does belong to me. So we will be back on the air soon, you know, like I said, to give our contribution, you know, especially with the numbers now. So
good. That's good. I'm happy to hear that. That's very good.
Yeah, so it took a little while, but it's finally done, so. But no, I don't want to, like I said, hold up the show, whatever. That's my little spill, and like I said, good show, y'all. Keep up the good work.
Well, wait a minute, Brother G. Did you hear what John Lemon has said? I mean, hopefully that his word does not make law or anything, but he put out a mandate saying that, well, I don't want to say I meant, well, anyway, he said that people that are not vaccinated should not be allowed to go to the supermarkets or anything like that. So basically he's trying to starve people. You know, okay, you don't get the vaccine, then, you know, starve.
Well, here's a surprise. Here's the thing about that. Once again, people need to start standing up and speaking out, because
yes, I agree.
If it doesn't, like, they're just gonna roll over us, you know. It's that simple, you know.
Yes.
I think Home Depot and Target today, within the past 24 hours, they've already mandated their employees to start to wear masks, and some of them to take shots too. And it's like, now it's a domino effect. If people continue to allow this to happen, you know, no telling what's going to happen now. You know,
yeah,
and then, like,
right,
a lot of the people here in Chicago that I'm around, it's like as soon as the so-called Delta variant came out, you should have seen people throw their masks right back on. Hell, there's people here that never even took them off. It's been over a year now. We still got people 80, 90-degree weather walking around here with the mask on. That's insane.
Yeah, that's true. But then also, did you hear that where they said, and Erico 515, I'll be right with you, where they said that the people that are vaccinated are the ones that are spreading it, so you need the mask to protect yourself from the people that are vaccinated.
Excuse my language, but we all know that's a bunch of bullshit at this point, you know. But at the same time, when we really sit down and do the research, they put the variants and shit in the vaccine. Why you think the people that coming up positive are the ones that took the vaccine? But people, unfortunately, certain people are still not catching on. People are still going to take those vaccines. It's crazy. And if you're a parent and if you're still taking your child to get that shot, you know what? I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for you. I really don't. And it's like now, it's like, exactly. And it's like now people really have to start making decisions, either your life or your job. Is your job really worth you risking your life?
Yeah. And
I guess
a lot of people are probably looking at now the people that are being evicted.
Well, see, here's the thing about that. Now, did you know, I don't know if I sent you the article today, tonight, the CDC just came out and said that I don't know who or what are giving them this power, authority, whatever, but they came out and said that now they supposedly they're stopping those evictions. At least they're putting a hold on it until October.
Well, that's good. Because I hate to see, these people, families and, even families, single, whatever, people being evicted, being put out on the street. You know, I'm like, that's terrible. Nowhere in the world should anybody be homeless. That, to me, nobody should be homeless.
Well, no, and I agree with you, but here's the thing. We always got to look at this. There's always another side to this, like, one of my neighbors next door, for example, the apartment manager. Now, she said that she has some tenants in there that was actually tearing up her apartments and stuff. She wanted, needed to be put out, but she couldn't because of the emergency stay and the stop hold on the eviction thing. So, and then I know some people that were able to pay their rent, but because of the COVID situation, they took advantage of it, and they didn't pay it, which they were able to. Because a lot of people actually taking advantage of the situation, So
and that doesn't go either. It's always – that's terrible. And so that must be enough for people that really did that help. Because if you have the money to pay your rent – I mean, keep in mind, people – that are renting out their places. I mean, some of them, they're still paying mortgages. And then just to keep the up of your place, I mean, which is really not fair to them, and you're messing it up for people who really do need the help.
Yeah.
I take these things personally. I'm sorry.
No. I understand. But, like I said, say again, now is the time we really need to start taking this thing seriously. Stay on our square, like I say, including myself, really start whatever you're really into. Like I said, especially these numbers and everything, we really need to start going back and studying this stuff. Like I said, whatever your specialty is, really, really dig deep into it now, because you're going to need it, because the only thing that's really going to save us now is going within. Ain't no exterior save or anything is going to save you at this point. It's not going to happen. So.
Now, if they start these lockdowns again, I mean, y'all better start preparing for it now. And, also, who can we help? Because people are going to need help. Come this winter. If y'all haven't checked, the Farmers Almanac has already put out their winter predictions. So go to the Farmers Almanac and look and see what the winter prediction is for your state, for your area.
Mm-hmm.
So that, basically what to expect. Sort of.
But
you got to prepare for the winter anyway. And if you can't get out, they go through lockdowns again, and who knows how they'll do it again. But you'll still have the things that you need in your home.
Well, here's the thing about that. From what I've been reading, they're not going to – they claim that they're not going to go back and go through the lockdowns again because, like I said before, it was so much devastation in terms of a lot of businesses closing, and they never recovered. So – it's just, but then again, like I said, we heard that talk before with the mask. They would say that now that when people got the vaccination, they didn't have to wear the mask and stuff, and you saw what happened with that.
Right.
So I don't put nothing past these people anymore. But at the same time, now there's another side to this. People, you can't be laying down sleeping on this now. You really can't.
No, you can't.
And like the more people who comply or whatever, this is making it harder for more people to fight back.
You're right about that. Yes.
And I don't care what age you are, and this is gone. I hate this. Well, I'm not going to say I hate to say this, but a lot of people I'm not going to say when – not going to like what I'm about to say, but, hey, and this is beyond a race thing, too. Because when you're talking about depopulation, killing people, that's basically what they do with the shots. It's everybody, black, white, purple, yellow, Mexican. It don't matter now. Everything's on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they're planning on killing off, it's either 7 billion or 7 million.
Especially the children. Right.
Pardon me?
And I said especially the children because, like I said, with the governor mandating these masks and everything, they're really coming hard after our young people, the youth.
Yeah, young people and old people. You know, they want the elders,
mm-hmm.
too. You know, but, you know.
Well, I would say, like even with the college, a lot of the colleges now, and it's sad because a lot of colleges now are mandating the vaccines, too.
Yeah, in order to go to school.
Right. Unless the incoming freshmen, they're saying now, like, I know, like, here at DePaul, Northwestern, If you want to come on campus, you're coming fresh, you're getting that shot. And it's like, is it even worth it?
Yeah, it's totally.
So we
got to
start asking ourselves some real tough questions now.
Going back real quick, family, to what the title of the class, dealing with real talk, is speaking truth to power. Because when we're seeking truth, like they said, tell the truth and shame the lie. They call it the devil.
Yeah.
Same number, different words, the lie. And like Brother Derek, he was saying, how can you believe these people? Well, they telling a lie. How can you believe a liar? It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
When the hell are you going to believe somebody who's been lying and think they're going to stop lying? Because you got to keep adding more lies onto the lie to keep the lie going. So, they're telling us one thing, knowing that something else is going to happen. And, again, going back to we living this summer real good, but we ain't ready for the fall. Fall being two. Mandate being two. Mask being two. And we see now the mandate starting with the mask, starting with stay at home, two. Shelter in place, two. Martial law, two.
Yeah.
And lie comes up to three. Lie is 12, which is three.
That's the three. That's again, you know, that's the sin that we in. Sin from the flesh, y'all. That's the sin because we buying into it.
And guess
that
what? Sin is also
shot.
12, which is equals three.
Yes.
Yeah.
See?
I mean, we got to be careful. You know, when you look at the weather, y'all may not believe this. Look, I'm on the East Coast for anyone who doesn't know. And we had an earthquake today.
I didn't know.
We had an earthquake here. So, yeah, I mean, just goes to show you how crazy things are. I mean, I know we had one here like 14 or 15 years ago. But we had an earthquake today. But we also have other callers with their hands up. Brother Eddie,
earthquake is seven.
On stage before I bring them in? Pardon me. Earthquake is seven.
Go and bring the callers in.
Okay. Area code 510. I'm going from the top on down. Area code 510.
That's how you doing. How you doing? How you doing?
Good.
Well,
family,
hello.
How
are you?
I'm Amy Lee Anderson. I'm also found out that I am a Nubian queen from the dynasties of Kush, Queen Amarenas, and I'm working on getting my claiming my and collecting my ancient wealth from Elizabeth Windsor. I don't call her nothing she not, because my there's no such thing as no queen originating from no cave. Of no Greece and of no Neanderthal, prehistoric or Neanderthal or modernistic Neanderthals. These global white supremacists must return our ancient wealth, and that's what I'm into, wanting them to return our ancient wealth, because these modernistic Neanderthals from these that is a prehistorical Neanderthals from caves. They didn't. They don't have no wealth, and they can't continue to keep our wealth. We must stick together. We must come together and make them give our wealth up, because I suffered these microwavable crimes with this tracking all my life, and they've been tracking me all my life, the Rockefellers, with this technology, and they had the Nation of Islam who had me up there for 10 years and had me on this day research and had did some things, performed some things that wasn't right, that the way they performed these operations, they know that my body was full of them technologies, and that they was tracking me and caused me to lose all this weight, and they was working with my city officials, and they was working with different state levels of government, employment, governmental employers, and different type of law enforcement in the Bay Area of Richmond, California, and, you know, the Bay Area of Northern California. So these individuals working between Northern California and Southern California, which is L.A., and they was working with the Illuminati's, and the Illuminati's was trying to steal my wealth, my ancient wealth, because they know, and I know the United States is $66 trillion in debt. And from the United States being $66 trillion in debt, the United States don't have no wealth. So they was trying to claim my ancient wealth, because they know my ancient wealth traces back to the dynasties of Kush. And from them having me under a mock marriage, they tried to have this Peruvian named Henry Alberto Ruya Zavaleta plot with his Peruvian mother and his Peruvian father, and tried to have them help him, Henry Alberto Ruya Zavaleta, steal my wealth for the Rockefellers, my ancient wealth for the Rockefellers. And I had finally figured out what type of scam all of these Illuminati's, what they was working with, these Illuminati's, with this Peruvian government, and they was trying to steal my wealth, and they was trying to act like I was mentally ill and unstable. And they had this former city official named Javonka Doreen Beckles. She was from Panama. She's from Panama, and they had sponsored her. The Rockefeller sponsored her to be a city official in the city of Richmond. And they tried to, California, and they tried to use and exploit Javonka Doreen Beckles to be a city official in Richmond, California, and tried to have her be a city council woman, and tried to have her vote erroneous house resolution in the place, and tried to make like she was helping me, but she was. They all knew about the mind behavioral modification research, and they didn't want me to know that they know about this so-called mind control research. But it's the Army Intelligence Telepathy Technology, where they telepathically transmit thoughts to your skull and start manipulating you and start saying things to you. And when they start saying things to you, they start trying to have you manipulated, where you so docile and you don't know what's good. They don't want you to know what's going on. And while they don't want you to know what's going on, they try to manipulate you and take your mind over and have you caught up in some type of hypnosis of the phrase effect, and telepathically look it up, and I'll come on the show next week and give you the information, and I'll post it however I can post it, so you can know about this technology is real, because I know you know about it, you talk about it, but I'm going to give you the scientific name of it. It's called the phrase effect. It's called A-L-L-E-N, Alan Frey's effect, inventor Alan Frey. He invented this technology, but this technology go all the way back to January the 10th, 1790. It's technology from United Kingdom that Elizabeth Windsor and the House of Windsors and the Rockefellers and the DuPonts and Freemasons, all of them Rothschilds and all them different names they have that make up them 13 families. They didn't want to give me my wealth back. They wanted to use their weapon on me and try to control me. So I changed my name to Queen Amarena, Nubian Queen Amarena. So thank you for allowing me to share. But I would like to see if I can get somebody's number so we can talk further. I really want to talk more about it. I want to talk to Drybones, because I've been talking to him for a while, but I really looking for me some type of attorney so that would deal with international law so I can claim and collect my wealth, because I'm getting ready to get at the United States 50 presidents, 50 governors, and let them know that I know you know about my ancient wealth, and now it's time for you to give me my ancient wealth and help me get my ancient wealth. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Oh, thank you.
This information.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. And Brother Eddie, in that the clip that you had sent me, you know, that was just off the grid. The grid.
The what?
By the clip that you sent me. The grid.
You
out of
limits?
To, yes. Thank you. I was trying to get their name out. Yes.
Yes, it's called The Grid. And family, pull that up. The Out of Limits,
yes.
The Grid. And it came
yes.
out in 2000. Came out July 14th, 2000, which comes to a 5. And they're saying and they're telling us back then, everything we're talking about now, dealing with this mind control via
yes.
5G, dealing with these towers. So very profound
yes.
to revisit that and look at what they were talking about in 2000. And if they was talking about in 2000, like the sister mentioned, this has been going on for a very long time.
Yes.
When they reveal it, that means this is basically, they feel it's too late for us to stop it.
Yeah.
But they're putting it in our face now. So, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, you had
okay.
other callers?
Yes, we do. All right. Area code 404.
You should rest. How y'all hear me? How you hear me? How you hear me?
All right, then, Brother Wesley. You sounding fine, man. Go ahead. Lay it on us.
Yep.
Hey, my man. Hey, did you see that thing I sent you about going through the fifth dimension now, man? I sent you a video I got from Mama AZ. So I'm in the fifth
yeah.
dimension now, man. I'm way up here past this damn mind control shit where I control the ability to respond now. So, I mean, I know about what all we've been through. I know, Amy, what we've been through, but I'm past that now where I'm creating the matrix now instead of the matrix creating me. So that bullshit, by that shit don't work on me now, man. So it's all beautiful time to be alive. Until my man Derek, any company trying to get you to take that shot, just tell them, are they going to be able to... pay for my medical care or be responsible if something happened to me, if they try to make you take that shot, you got their ass. All you got to do is say, if you want me to take that shot, are you willing to take care of me when the shot, if the shot go bad? That's how you flip a strip on their ass, man. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, what the hell? Y'all still worrying about this shit, man? You can trail
well,
them.
Well, also, you
can make
also...
It. Don't let
You can also tell them that it's not FDA approved.
Yeah, you know, I'm past that, man. So, I mean, they not even
yeah.
know how they come to me with that bullshit. I control the matrix now, man. I flip the script on everything, man. It's thought, word, action. Whatever I want, whatever I say, it comes to me, man. I keep trying to tell y'all how to get through this shit, man. But y'all going to be stuck in the damn third dimension. Like you said, Eddie, weeks ago. I'm into the fifth dimension. You're going through this lion gate line right now, man. You got three choices. Y'all look at that video I sent y'all what Mama AZ had posted. We going through the lion gate to the 8th of August, man. It's a beautiful time to check your powers, man. Y'all gonna be stuck in this shit or keep control it or let it control you. What you gonna do? Sit here and complain or you gonna go ahead and live your life and have fun with this shit, man? Okay, so it's a beautiful time to be alive. I love it. Eddie, I appreciate you sending me the alerts, because I appreciate it, man. Because I'm moving
oh,
on,
no
man.
Problem.
I ain't got time to be arguing. I don't argue with nobody no more, bro. That's 3D shit. 3D, 5G, that's where I'm at. 5, so 5G ain't going to be able to touch me, y'all, and a couple of people. Eddie, you sharp. So to that caller before you, Amy, hey. You got to check your power, like my man Darren say. It's high time, man. So you get your whatever you need, you say it. Whatever you need or want, you say it, it'll appear, man. This shit is beautiful time, man. I'm going to let somebody else talk. So after that, it should be alerts when you're on the air, all right? If not, I'll find
okay.
out.
Okay. Well, I did. I texted to you.
All right. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, I said.
A piece of blessing.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Wesley.
And I want to say one more thing. And it's, I know there's some letters. We in a time where we emit light, more light coming. So if you emit good, you know how to control time. They're the same letters, man. Emitting time, the same letters. You flip the script. And listen and silence is the same letters flipped around. But I want to thank Kwame because we're going through this line gate right now. And y'all better suck up all this power y'all want, man. It's up to y'all what y'all going to do with it. You going to control the shot or you going to shoot the shot? So it's all beautiful, man. Fuck them and they shot. I got the shot from the Most High. The 5D,
yes.
5 dimension, y'all. The 5th dimension, I told y'all, man. All right, peace and blessings. I holler at y'all on the other side, man. And since we a Jedi, hey, the Force is with us if you want it. You control the Force, don't let the Force control you. Peace and blessings. I love y'all. Stay strong, stay black. It's a beautiful time.
Peace and blessings, Brother West.
Thank you, Brother West. Y'all, let me make this announcement. We have 12 minutes left in this live broadcast. So you have to call in if you want to continue to listen to the show or if you have a question or a comment. Again, you have 12 minutes, and the call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie, if you can bail me out again and give the other number.
The other number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343. And I could be contacted e.brewer1942@gmail.com. That's e.brewer1942@gmail.com.
Thank you. And also, y'all, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Velios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And importantly, don't forget the drums. Everything that we're going through now, we can fight this with the drumming on Sunday with Brother Ray at 3 p.m. No matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we're drumming. And Brother Ray, you still with me? Brother Ray's been quiet. Brother Ray? Okay, well, we're drumming to lift every voice.
I'm here.
Okay. Yes, do you want to give the tell about the drumming? Yep.
Yes, I appreciate the drum. The drum is a very important, you all. If we drum in a synchronized effort at a synchronized time worldwide, which we are doing, is bringing in a beautiful vibe to the people and creating a unity that we need to deal with the problems that we're having. Things are changing very fastly, and we just need more and more people to drum and to pray, and we pray for divine intervention. We sing, lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. If you don't know it, we're gonna put the words up Sunday. So I hope that you'll chime in Sunday to get those words to lift every voice and sing, so that you can. We're getting the webmaster to do that. It's a wonderful song. It's a wonderful words to it, and if you learn it, it'll bring peace to your soul. So we thank you for joining in. Those who join around the world, we have all over the world, all in Africa, in Cote d'Ivoire, in Ghana, West Africa, in Nigeria, and we just had the Congo join us. So they're picking up all over the world, and they're drumming because they understand that the drum reaches the ears of the Creator, and we just have to drum and pray and thank God for everything that He's done and all that He will do. And if we continue, you'll see the changes that we're looking for and the protection that we're looking for. That's my piece. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you, Eddie, for all you're doing. Of course.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate the work that you do because you're a very busy man. Y'all don't know how busy Brother Ray is. So we appreciate you. Okay,
yes,
y'all.
I was just echoing that thanks to our elder Brother Ray. Because again,
yes, sir.
Namaste and respect to the hard work that they do, because a lot of people truly don't understand the work that's putting in, even though the work that we do is a joy to us. You know, it's just that we want people to get on board. The love train. Join in. It's the love train, family, love train. That's that music that'll never die. See, we got to keep our music from back in the day. Keep it living.
Yeah.
With Marvin Gaye, profound lyrics 50 years ago with what's going on.
Yes.
And I thank you, Eddie, for that love train piece, because that's exactly what this is, a love train. And it's being picked up everywhere. Thank you for that. We got to use that. We got to use that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you, Brother Ray. Love you, Brother Ray. Glad to hear you, Brother Ray. I hope you got about that thing I sent you now, about that bop gun. I hope you got your one, man.
I'm going to look for it recently because I didn't see it today, but I sent it. You know, I've not been as active as I want to be, so I'm a little slow, you guys, but I'm still here.
No, we want you to take your time and get healed. We want you to take your time and heal. Don't be hard-headed, please. Now, look, Brother Ray had been sick, and he wants to be hard-headed and jump out and think that he can still do things pre-sickness, and you got to let your body heal.
Well, this is a result of the 5G strike that they did on me. So it was a 5G strike, and it has taken its toll. But I'm a fighter, so I'll just hold on.
Hey, Brother Ray, tell your doctor to get you some ivermectin, man. Ivermectin, bro. Ivermectin. Get you some.
Check that, please, brother.
I try to, but I'm past Facebook Messenger, man. I can't get a Facebook Messenger, man. I had to move way past you, man. But you got my number. After that, you can text me my number, please. Either I text me his number so I can send it directly to it, if you can.
Okay. I'll send it to him.
Okay.
I'll send it to him.
Send him my number.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
I was going to say something, but let me go on to the next callers. Area code 347. Area code 347.
Peace, y'all. What's good? Can y'all hear me?
Brother Thomas, what's happening? How you doing?
Hello, Brother Thomas.
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Young blood.
Yes, man. I had something I was going to say, but I decided I'm going to bite my tongue. You know? So let's go to the the evictions process that they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be massive because unless the government is going to pay all the back rent for people, they're still going to be on the hook to pay all that back rent for the last year. And that's going to be nearly impossible for people to catch up on, especially if they don't have a job. So this is going to be terrible, man. And then what are they going to do? Force landlords to pay property taxes and stuff for property they can't make money off of. So what you're going to see is after this eviction process takes forward, it's going to be almost impossible to rent an apartment. Landlords will not be signing leases, which are contracts, that's binding them to possibly during the next lockdown be stuck holding the bag while somebody, you know, is on a rent moratorium. So you're going to see more and more apartments being rented out on a weekly basis or a monthly basis without a long-term contract, sort of like through an Airbnb type app. You know what I'm saying? Because that takes away some of the liability the homeowners will have. have, you know? So they're stuck with the possibility of possibly losing a week's rent rather than losing a year's worth of rent. You know what I'm saying? If they have a cap, building housing in Harlem, they have one of the problems that the people can't get. And it seems like a lot of people that come to New York for surgeries and stuff, they rent out these apartments to those people. And, you know, but it's going to be more like that. It's not going to be a lot of home ownership, if you can catch what I'm saying. As far as the vaccines, oh, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I was just telling you, man, they got, this government doesn't lie, they got $47 billion, man, that they got for people that's behind their mortgage and their rent. $47 billion. The government's not talking to the people, so they get that money to these landlords. $47 billion, man. They've had the money out for almost a year, man. So the money out there, so I just agree with my sister, America ain't fucking bankrupt. They lying. They will be bankrupt when it's in, though, but they got to open up. They got the money available now. $47 billion, man. They just didn't tell the people that.
Yeah, that's not even enough, though. For all the years' worth of evictions, man, that's $47 billion might just be New York. You know? Like, that's not enough, man. This is going to be massive. And the amount of homeless people I'm seeing on the subways and everywhere, man, it's just going to be bad, bro. But I get what you're saying, though.
It's all good, bro. It's going to be good.
As far as the shot, oh, man. All right. As far as the shot goes, I haven't been forced to take it yet. However, my wife went and took it. Both my daughters have taken it. My son and I are refusing. You know what I'm saying? But it seems like it's mostly the women caving into this, man. And then as soon as she took the shot, it's like, well, I don't feel comfortable being here with you since you haven't taken it. I said, shit, stay away from me then, because I don't want to be near you. You took that damn shot. Now you done got it. You know what I'm saying? Keep you know, but, you know, that's what they doing, man. So what I'm noticing is when you see the COVID shot lines, it's a line full of women. Hardly no men on the line. All women just caving in. And then once they get enough women to take it, then they're going to put the pressure on them to force the men in their lives to take it, their sons, husbands, brothers, uncles. So they're expecting a lot of arguing with women behind this shot, man, because they've caved in. And I'll mute myself. Thank y'all.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brother Thomas.
Thank you, Brother
Thomas.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Brother Thomas. And just to add, that's basically what I talked about a while back, dealing with the Willie Lynch syndrome, having the vaccinated and unvaccinated separated.
It is.
Because of
it
the shot, because of the garbage. See, again, it's all the mantra of divide and conquer. United we stand, divided we fall. It's a division that they're constantly pushing now. And again, we don't see it. We do and we don't. But again, that's what's getting ready to happen in the fall, y'all. In the fall. Y'all not ready for the fall. We talking about something we should have been prepared for last year. And people still talking about preparing this year. That was just part one. We're at halftime.
Yeah.
That's why we're seeing all these entertainers come out promoting this shot. Celebrities, singers, athletes pushing this shot. It's halftime, y'all. Y'all ain't ready for the second
half. Oh, yeah. One more thing, man. Hey, you know all them Olympic athletes, they told them they if they want to get on that plane to be in the Olympics, they had to take that shot, man. Okay, that's why all them gymnastics like Simone Biles, her equilibrium all fucked up, man. That's why she couldn't do nothing, man. They done fucked her up. She should have stayed her ass home. That little girl that they caught smoking weed, that was her blessing not to get to go over there, man. That's why you see LeBron, they go over there. LeBron, Steph Curry, all them, they go over there because they ain't take that shot, man. It's all the Olympians, they took the damn shot, man. So they on their own, man. It was a beautiful time, man. You got to make that choice. And you better choose this shit wise. I keep telling y'all, we going through the fifth dimension. You got a choice. What you gonna do? You gonna elevate, or you gonna damn? We holler at you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Brother West. Area code 843.
Greetings, family. Greetings.
Greetings.
Can I be heard?
How you doing? Yes, you can. How you doing?
All is well. Yeah, man. Dropping jewels as always. I mean, that movie is off the hook. I mean, just like what the sister said, just like what you said, Ed. Towers, those shots, mind control.
Yeah.
Everything is what it is, and just like, you know, I don't see why people, I mean, this is really getting to be an interesting discussion in neighborhoods and all that, because a lot of people are talking about this thing, you know, people who took the shot, how they acting different, and they're wild, and them damn towers popping up everywhere, and I'm wondering about even that fiber optics they've been putting underground, man. I'm wondering if they're sending a signal from under the earth also, you know.
Oh.
It's a lot. Yeah, they've been through almost every neighborhood putting that orange tubing with the fiber optics, and that's light and vibration.
Yeah, they put it in my yard a year or two ago, because I know I was so upset because they dug up my flowers. Look, I was mad about my flowers, and then the daggone wires is still out in the ground. I called them for them to come back and fix it, and they still never fixed it.
Well, sis, I tell you this. If that line is live, and you got your flowers next to those lines.
So,
and
well,
those flowers
get sick.
My
flowers are dead now. They're gone. They
well,
dug
them
up.
Plant some more you should plant some more because that'll be a sign. If them flowers don't live, that means that thing is emitting something that's not good for humans, you know, good for natural beings, you know. I really don't have too much to say because y'all touched on so many things. I should have wrote them down because right now it's just like what Dee said. People really need to speak up because if you don't say anything, you're basically acquiescing. You're acquiescing. That means you're going along without saying that you don't want to go along. You know, so let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. These things are very, very important right now. Even if you just use it on a spiritual level, I don't know. But I feel sorry for you too, Tut, like you're saying, because if people that close to you have taken that shot, your healthiness could harm them. They can't harm you, but
oh, yeah, they can,
I
man.
Feel
they can. Give them the one. Hey, my man. They got the shit backwards, bro. The ones that took the vaccine, they spread the shit, bro. The shit backwards, man.
Right.
So he better check himself and build up his damn defense mechanism, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
West.
And they admitted that.
Yeah.
Did you hear where they said that the people that have taken it are the ones that are contagious?
There you go. They flipped the script.
If your system is strong and you don't take that damn shot, I really don't feel. Now, I'm not saying I know. I'm saying I feel, and I'm going to tell you why. Some people have been saying, some scientists have even been saying, this next level that's coming is because of the people that are healthy that are around this damn testdemic. Their energy is strengthening the people. Listen to me, please. Their energy is strengthening the people who took the shot, immune system, just like the 6 degrees of social distancing. Your auric field touches their auric field. It's going to strengthen their auric field. That's fifth dimensional stuff. You communicate by telepathy. Your energy, just like people who are psychic, they read you because some of them read your auric field. So your energy touches their energy, makes them stronger. As long as you stay positive. But if you're negative and cortisol is traveling all throughout your body, it's putting you in a deficit. So then you're weak. And that's why that shit can affect those people who got sick. It's because their immune system and their state of being is weak. You understand what I'm saying? Common
yeah,
knowledge
right,
thing.
You're right. It's a
okay.
law of attraction
so,
and repair. If your force field is stronger than theirs, they can't touch you. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, how you control the matrix, man. You get more light than you, then they can't touch you. But they do are emitting, see?
But at the same time, because of how positive and strong you are, it some of your energy makes them stronger, and then it makes that virus in them more of a deterrent to them, and they could basically beat the virus. It's just those chips that's the real problem. I think it was somebody sent me a text today in a group, man, and they were talking about these autopsies that they were doing in Germany and of the people who took the shot. And those chips, or they're saying the spike protein from the virus is in every organ and every part of their body. Same thing with the damn chips. Who's to say if anything is different? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, we don't know. A lot of this shit is articles. But all I know is I ain't taking that damn shot. I don't care what they say, you know.
No, I'm not taking it
and,
either.
That's right.
And I want a 32-ounce from the brewer. I want a 32-ounce of tonic from the brewer, which is 5 on it, Ed.
There you go, Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir. And somebody was referring, I think it was, I can't remember who, but they were saying how Don Lemon or somebody was saying how people shouldn't be able to go to the supermarket, this, that, and the other. This is what it's coming
yeah.
to, family. I mentioned that last year, that it's going to be to the point with shelter or stay at home. It's because you can't even go out to any public place without showing or being vaccinated.
Yeah.
Just like those doors open at supermarkets when we come through, they're going to have special wiring to know if you took that shot or not because of the nanotechnology that's now in your body that's being tracked.
Right.
So, yes, we got to prepare. And like we said, we have to understand that there's those of us who've already taken the shot that's in our families. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get mad. Because down the road, we're going to have to use those people to go get our food and to do shopping for us. Come on, we got to be real about this. See,
yeah.
It's going to work both ways. Because those of us who saying we ain't, when it comes to that part where we can't go out and shop, we're going to have to know somebody that we're comfortable with that we can have them go get the stuff that we can't go because we're not allowed because we ain't taking the shot. It's called bartering. That's what we keep talking about. You got to barter something with somebody who's able to do things that you're not able to do because we did not comply with the nonsense. And for whatever reason that they did, don't fuss with them. Just say down the road, which comes to 41, down the road, we going to have to do some bartering, family.
Yep. That we most definitely do.
Again,
and
be prepared, fam, because, again, we're not truly prepared, everything we're talking about, because, again, we're speaking into existence when we speak in a particular way. We take that power back when we start speaking spiritually about our capabilities. Go ahead, Brother Ed.
Well,
back to Superman. That's right. That's that Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
That sister that called in, what she was speaking to about her DNA lineage and how long they've been playing this game or strategizing this game. Those of us that are old enough, even what we learned in history in school, demonstrates that they are one-trick pony, and that's one thing I always say. They're just waiting for the appropriate time. It's like what they said in The Matrix. On a certain level, they're a virus, and any virus's desire is just to live, even if it has to consume its host. They came to the Americas to bankrupt this place. It's just that we, or the host of us, aren't choosing to look within ourselves and sit in our seat of power in our kingdom of heaven and change the dynamics of these things by, just like what Ed just said, by our spirit, our thoughts, and our intent. And that's what manifests our deeds, you know. And that's really all I have to say. And it is a beautiful time to be, because we chose to be here at this time.
Yes,
go ahead, best
in the way.
Right now it's 11:11. That's the time on the East Coast, 11:11.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah. I yield there, sis. Captain, good to hear your voice. Good to hear the family's voice. Love and light.
Oh, thank you. Love and life to you as well. I'm coming to take the next caller. Area code 605.
Area
yes. code 605.
Good evening.
Good evening,
family. How you doing?
All right. Peace and love, people. I wanted to share something. Only take me but a second. I have a ceremonial brother that lives in the southwest that went to ceremony months ago. So I kind of fell back from communicating with him to give him time to come down from what it was he was doing. And I called him the other night. His job at his tribe in the southwest there is a groundskeeper. And it also entails burial. And he says that he's buried more people since May than he did all of last year. And these are all people that were vaccinated twice. Okay, because the vaccine was pushed onto the people at this particular reservation in Arizona. And he said he's never seen anything like it in his life. And they had all doubled up on Moderna and Pfizer and all of that. And there's something I wanted to read, if you don't mind. From the British American Journal, number 7070, volume 313, page 1448, 7th of December, 1996. Hold on. I'm outside and I got a truck coming. Introduction, the judgment by the War Crimes Tribunal at Nuremberg laid down 10 standards which physicians must conform when carrying out experiments on human subjects in a new code that is now accepted worldwide. And what I'm talking about here is law. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read Nuremberg Code number 10. I'm just going to go straight to it.
Okay.
Nuremberg Code number 10. During the course of the experiment, the scientists in charge must be prepared to terminate the experiment at any stage if he has probable cause to believe in the exercise of the good faith, superior skill, and careful judgment required of him, that a continuation of the experiment is likely to result in injury, disability, or death to the experimental subject. And this is from the Nuremberg Codes that I just downloaded. I downloaded a PDF of it just the other day. And someone else also mentioned the Helsinki Accords, where everything that's going on right now, we could pretty much take the government to court.
That's right.
And put a stop to it. This is called the Nuremberg Codes and the Helsinki Accords. And I'm hoping that we do it. I'm hoping that somebody from within the nation makes a firm resolution and the decision to build a case, to build a case, because from what I'm understanding and from what I'm hearing, there's even graphene in the masks that we're supposed to be wearing. There's graphene already in it.
Yes.
And that's
now,
all I wanted
I
to share with people.
Question.
Huh?
How could you take them to court? If this, what court could you take them to when they're doing this all over the world?
It would be the world court.
But if the world court
is a part of it, what I'm saying is they're doing this all over the world. So it's not just the United States. It's all over the world.
The Galactic Federation.
Good question. Canada is doing it, but it has nothing to do with vaccinations. It has to do with the rising number of bodies found in places where they used to have residential schools. The numbers are now up to about 5,000. And Canadian First Nations people are getting ready to take the Vatican and the throne to court. They've already got lawyers lined up and everything. They're building cases right now. And Canada is about to do it.
Yeah.
As far as, like, places like The Hague being, I'm not really sure. It's supposed to be a neutral zone where cases are tried and heard in an international tribunal. And what worries me is that we won't do it and we won't succeed and we'll have to opt for subjugation. And basically slavery all over again with no freedom and no rights. Because that's where we're headed. And this quote-unquote pandemic is the catalyst for all of it.
Yes.
For us losing our freedoms and our rights. There has to be a neutral zone in the world that can hear this case. Because, like the brother was saying earlier, this is no short of genocide. We all know what it is. Let's call it like we see it. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yes, I agree.
It's genocide. So I wanted to share that. Please Google the Nuremberg Codes. This is, in fact, an international law.
I'm going to read that later. Thank you so much. I am going to read that. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I did not jump into the Helsinki Accords yet. I really don't know what it's about, but a lot of people are starting to mention it. They're starting to bring it up. You see it in social commentary on the constant. People are like, hey, this is wrong. We have to do something now. Because if we don't, that's it. We're done. We finished with everything. So I just wanted to point that out. A lot of people in certain circles are not talking about that. And I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank y'all. But I sent that out to y'all last year, man. The Nuremberg Code and the Helsinki Agreement. After that, you remember me sending that out to the family last year?
Honestly, truly, I get like 500 and 600 emails a day. No, I'm sorry. I don't remember.
We did a show on that last year, man. I keep telling y'all, man. That's fast, man. Anyway, I'll be quiet. I already sent that out last year, man.
See, but what everybody's basically speaking.
I appreciate both of y'all.
Definitely, Ashe. What everybody is really speaking to is that just like in the Helios Biblios, that prayer, it says, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In my Father's house is many mansions.
Mm-hmm.
If thy mind be one-sided. Now, I'm speaking to various verses, but these are basically jewels. Meditation, prayer, vibration, and intent is the key, but it needs to be collective. Who said it? Was it Rockefeller? Somebody said, as far as business is concerned, they'd rather have 1% of 100 people than 100% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of his own. Because all of these things are done by collectiveness of a group of people, you know.
Yes.
They got people already in position to take up different offices in government and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So when there is a vote, they have two or three of their key people running for that particular position. But I know I'm going too far, but I just want to go back to that. The prominence is inside of us. It's not outside of us.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right about that.
Thank you. Thank us, as my Z would say.
Yeah, and I'm getting ready to bring her on right now. Sister Parrish, your line is open.
Grand Risings, give thanks to Antoinette and give thanks to the family and Paris and Brother Eddie. I want to ask a question. Brother said about the Southwest Reservation. Is that the Dene? I think that it sounded like Brother Craig. Is that the Dene over here?
Am I still on? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you, sir.
Oh, okay. It would be the Hualapai Indian Reservation in a place called Peach Springs, Arizona. So it's the halfway mark between Flagstaff and Las Vegas, Nevada on 40. From Flagstaff to Nevada. And he's burying more people in 4 or 5 months than he did last year. And all of these people were doubled up on a shot. And he said he couldn't believe it. They're all young.
Oh, my God.
Young people with pre-existing conditions that got the shot. It doubled up. They got the second one. And he, ever since, like, back in April, May sometime, he's been burying people, like, every week. Every other week.
You said children too? You said children too, bro?
Yes. Young people.
Oh,
okay.
Because they really don't have too much of a choice. So.
All right. Can somebody write that down? I'm not able to write that down. Then it doesn't sound like it's the Dene. So if it's between Flagstaff and Vegas, I don't think that's the Dene.
The Hualapai Indians. This is one of my Sundance brothers.
Okay, I have a sister, Dr. Stanley. She is a pharmacist, and she worked on the reservation ever since I've been knowing her for like 15 years. She's been a pharmacist on the Dene reservation. So I looked that up, Brother Craig. You can't text it to me, but somebody write it down. Is Brother Kwame here?
He doesn't have his hand up. Excuse me, someone's making background noise. It's background noise. Could you please mute your line until you get your line clear? Okay, Brother Kwame has his hand up now, so I'm going to bring him in.
Thank us. Thank us, Brother Craig. Thank us.
Thank you. Brother Kwame, it's good to hear you when I can. Brother Kwame? Okay, I opened your line.
I have myself on mute.
Well, it's good to hear you.
Well, it's good to feel all the family because, you know, everybody's speaking from the heart. And I was grateful to hear Greg. And it's been a while. That's the brother up there, the indigenous brother that I got to know. And what he's talking about is the world court, that there's a tribunal of people selected that are not part of the quote-unquote the world organization, and they hold court, and this is what they're doing with the world court. But like Wes was saying, it's the Galactic Federation has already had councils that are sitting and watching what's going on. And this is what we're doing now with being able to overstand, like I was sharing with Brother Tutmos when Eddie was talking about it too, that they're selling the melanin on the stock exchange because this is what they're harvesting. And they're looking at ways in which to genetically modify and create what they put on the Georgia Guidestones if they only want 500 million people on the planet. And so this is the process that they've been continuing in this genocidal process because, as Francis Cress Wilson told us long ago in the ISIS papers, that they have a recessive gene. And this is the point now moving into this fifth world that their gene is malfunctioning and they're trying to tap into the human genome. And this is what there's a series I've been watching on Prime, Amazon Prime. It's called Orphan Black. And what they're showing is how they're cloning and using, you know, the different ways what Dr. Monroe or what was it, the Isle of Dr. Monroe, and using this same kind of theory of Yaku and creating themselves from different strands of people. And this is what they're doing right now with this because they had to, you know, divert us from being what we call a natural human. The only way that you alter a natural human is that you have to alter his genes, and this is what the shot is for. Because this is why they're having such a massive death right now, is because once you invade the body's gene system, you create it. It's going to fight to live. And what it's fighting is it's trying to kill that foreign object that we call a vaccine. And that vaccine is geared that it has the mRNA, and what they're doing is they're harvesting the melanin because they found out that there's so much that can be reproduced from the melanin, even to the part where they're making the seals on solar panels. And this is the way that they're doing this, and they're making cosmetics, they're making medications, they're doing all of this because they're having different companies, corporations that now own patents for this, just like they were talking about Fauci and all of them have patents for the virus. They've got patents for the human gene. So now when you die, your body belongs to them, your genes belong to them, and they can harvest what they want from you. And what they're harvesting is resources that they're using, like they said in the Matrix, you're this new power source. So we as a family here on this show, and I thank Antoinette and Dry Bones for setting up and Truth to Power and other blog shows, that we began to share this information to attempt to help, that the few will help to save the many. Because what we're doing is right now, Sunday is 888 and what's called the Lion's Gate. And that's when Sirius opens up again the portal that will allow us to connect to our galactic, just as on July 4th, it rises with the sun, and the two spirit, the sun and the spirit sun, begins to download a new program on the planet. And this is why we're seeing the activation of all these floods and all this water that's coming, is because water carries memory and consciousness. What way are we going to get this memory and consciousness back into the planet? It's through the water that's been frozen for millions of years. And we did a show Sunday on Sister Viata talking about the fungi, because the fungi is a bacteria, or it's not a bacteria, but it's like what mushrooms and the fungus grows, but it's a life life-giving plant in which we get energy, and this is what we're needing because we're having the 11 million pounds of meteor dust that's bathing the planet. We have the ice caps that are melting, releasing the new consciousness and memory, and we have the alignment of the planets, and we're in a new part of our Milky Way galaxy that is now we're going through a new consciousness, and we're moving from a Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus in this new evolution. So it's a good, like Brother West said, it's a good time to be alive. Sit back and watch this because we are the ones we have been waiting for, as the Hopi says. This is the fifth world, and what we've gone through is these different worlds, and our ancestors have given us all the power, and our women have carried the memory in her mitochondria DNA and passed it on to us. This is what they're trying to kill.
Hey, you right, man. Hey, Mama AZ, I want to thank you for sharing that thing on YouTube about the Lion Gate and how the energy flow, and we got choices. So I thank us for Mama AZ, and I send it out to all y'all. It's beautiful.
Oh.
Am I still there?
Yes, you're
yes,
here.
You are.
You're here.
I appreciate, you all. Brother Kwame, I really appreciate you right now in a major way because you have just given me confirmation of Shoghi Effendi and another Baha'i brother who's on the other side, Brother Mikey. And I'll tell you about this at an offline, Brother Kwame. There are ones that are communicating. And, you know, I generally, family, Brother Kwame has been keeping me grounded for centuries, it feels like. And normally I have a counsel reasoning with Brother Kwame about the dreams, but I'm getting to a level that I don't need to do that as much because I'm listening. And, family, I urge all of you to listen to your spirit and pay attention to your dreams. Because of the Lion's Gate, things are really going to be opening up, and there are going to be more communications from the other side than ever. Mm-hmm. Hear what I'm
That's
saying.
Right.
You got You're to
right.
pay attention. And right now, I'm in a facility that I'm in training. It's like I'm in boot camp. I won't say everything that I want to share right now, but family, I'm in boot camp. I have no idea what's going to happen, if I'll be able to walk again. I don't know. All I know is all things are in divine order. And one thing that I want to add, since I got this titanium out, I found the universe connected me with somebody that got the titanium out, and I got the motivite right next to my head. And I feel different. The titanium is not good for us. I'm not sure right now if I'm going to go through this third surgery again. However, I will know when that time comes. If they have to put some a titanium back in there, I don't think, family, I'm going to let that happen. So I'm in prayer about pay attention to your dreams and your intuition. If somebody has some noise going on.
Yes, thank you. I was getting ready to say that again. Thank you, Sister Paris. Please, y'all, with the background noise, could y'all please, mute your line until you're able to clear the background noise? With that, Brother Kwame, I wanted to ask you a quick question. Just a minute, Brother West. Brother Kwame,
Are you still here?
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to ask you, and I know this may be kind of off base, but we had an earthquake today. Now, does that have anything to do with the Lionsgate or whatever you were referring to?
It does, and it has because the sun that came and the spirit sun of Sirius is still right now in alignment, and what it's going to do, it's in getting another realignment. And so what is happening is, and we have to understand that what's called CMEs are coming off the our sun. And the solar winds that come off the sun, when it hits this planet, it will create the type of weathers that we're seeing happen here. And what we're seeing is that the planet in itself is what Mamay Z is saying, she's in boot camp, but the whole planet is in a reboot camp. We are being remade through the consciousness of the rebooting of this planet. Uh-huh. The 144 grids have been activated. The planets have been in the line, like the song in the Fifth Dimension says, you know.
Yep.
We're in the time of Aquarius, and all of these alignments, and I would suggest the family, the Lion's Gate is open from August the 8th to August the 19th. In that time, and it's even more powerful this Sunday because there's the new moon, which is the lunar energy with the star, the spirit sign, and the sun. So you've got three planets that are sending energy into the planet. And so you can manifest by going out and doing the ceremony. I heard Brother Eddie was saying because the pine is symbolized as evergreen. It is evergreen because it represents the heart is forever green. And when you overstand the sun and you look at and travel to see the sun, we see the yellow side, but the other side is green. The other side of the sun that is not seen by us is green. So these are parts of the overstanding that we have to know, that being in this solar system, in this Milky Way galaxy, with the star Sirius A, B, and C, it is the breast milk. That's why the Milky Way is called milk, because it is feeding the children of the planet. We are nursing off of our galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I say this? Hey, and with this new energy, okay, whatever you want, you can manifest it. Whatever you want, you got it, man. If you could, now that's why I try to tell my man Chuck most. If he wanted to be bad, he won't be bad for him. If you wanted to be good, you get more power, man. You, it's up to you what you want to do with this new energy. That's why they came up with this shot, to try to stop us from creating positive manifestos.
Right, but Wes, your own point. But the other part is they came up with the 5G. It's just like we hear that interference on the line with somebody having a mic. That's the interference that 5G is doing with the frequencies that's coming from the planet. That's all that is that they're distorting the cosmic consciousness, and they're trying to take us offline. What's happening is we have what everybody's talking about, the AI. Yeah, that's artificial intelligence, because the divine intelligence is shooting and bringing the divine intelligences to the planet. This is why we come back into nature, to the oasis, our ancestor spirit in service. When you reconnect to the standing talls and to the soil, you become what's called a photon, because your soul on the earth soil and your skin connects with the earth skin, and that frequency of 7.83 and connects to your 7.2 or 5, and then it runs through your body, runs up your spine, which is your digit, and this is what they were talking on the other show last night, talking about the two columns is your leg. And when you stand on that power source, you have, just like a transformer, your spine at the base, where Mama AZ is having this surgery, is done. That's where your digit is. This is your power source. And this is what runs the power up to the pineal, and it goes out through the crown and back up into the cosmos. And that circulates through you, each and every
person
to do it. And that's how you create your circuit. And this is the currency that you want
to
have. You go on crypto and all, they just creating another currency. You are the currency. That's why money said, money, M-O-N-E-Y, says my own natural energy yields. When you know you are the power source of your natural energy, you can yield anything, like Brother Wes is sharing.
When you have
the thought, this is when you were, when the moment you were born is when your mother as a girl had the thought of being having a baby. That's when you were born. She just grew the body for you and found the man to help activate that egg that was already in her, which was put in her when she was in the womb of her mother.
Yep. That's why whatever y'all want, y'all can get it, man. Just think about it, see it, and it will appear, man. I do it every day, man. It's beautiful.
See that, Maizy? Just like when we were talking the other day, it's all about your intent. Yeah, you in class, but don't forget your intent, for thine is the kingdom and the power inside of you. What do you want to happen? That's the key.
You see it, and it would appear, man. Kun fala kun. Say it, and it is. It will be done. I am.
Each one of us on this line right now, with the brain that we're using as a circuit board, grew the bodies and everything we're using to communicate what we're communicating. Now, if you can grow this vessel, you have all the power you need.
Hey, Brother Kwame.
Yes, sir.
Isn't the first brain that's created is the heart?
Well, no.
The heart has its memory, too.
It's really the cell. It's the cell. This is why you have what's called the vesica piscis, when the two cells create, and they do the metamorphosis, 2, 4, 6, and 8, and then they split, because 8 is infinite.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the cells only, when they're creating the body, they only go to 8, because that's the infinite power of the cell. Because what is the source that created the first cell in the universe? Creator.
Create, the Most High, creation.
Mm-hmm.
Sound and light, man. And you want to activate, it's T-A-G-C. T-A-G-C, that's 11 for the DNA. Okay, you can rearrange them any way you want to. T-A-G-C.
Well, the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because some know and some don't that the brain, the heart holds memory also. So there's a brain in the heart. There are records and archives in the heart. That's why they say the greatest vibration is love. And the heart doesn't deceive, just the brain doesn't accept. When you feel something, that is the vessel or the vehicle of feeling. It's the heart.
Right.
I'm talking about on a spiritual level. I ain't talking about touch, see, and smell. You know, so somebody asks you, how do you feel? The governing faculty of that is the heart. So if you look into when they show in the womb, when that baby is being manifested, I think one of the first organs that's created is the heart. You know, because they show that beating, that rhythmic beating. Go ahead, I yield.
Okay, and you're right in the heart, because the first beat is that it comes from the mother's heart, because she is the mitochondria. That's why she has the power to use the blood, and the father is the, as Joseph Mbede's book, African Religion, it talks about the Moja, the Toro, and the Sunsum and the Okra. And it's the mother's blood, the father's spirit, to make the human being, because the mother's blood carries the whole record of humankind. That's why it's called the mitochondria, and she has that in her when she's conceived, and she carries that over. But what you're saying about the heart, and you can go on Heart Math on the web, just type in Heart Math or Global Consciousness. They found this out because they have sensors on the planet. And on 9/10/2001, it was like on the Richter scale of an earthquake. The seismic charting start going off the chart is because the human heart is 550 hertz higher than the human brain. The heart knows before the brain does. That's what the intuition, because the heart sits below the solar plex, which is the sun, which is the light. And so that's how you have your intuition into your vision, your mission, is that your heart will tell you before the brain knows it. That's why elders say, think with your heart, and think with your heart, for whatever you think with your heart and you say, it should be for seven generations, because that's what you are. You are seven generations, because when a woman conceives, that's three generations in her body. Means is that her body is a generation, the body that's growing within her is a generation, and the eggs and the sperms that's put into that body is the next generation. And this is what the attack is on, the continuation of the melanated people of the planet in the frequency of a greater consciousness moving from carbon to silica. Because when you look at the periodical chart, this is why they're talking about the carbon footprint. And this is why they're using AI, which is silica. They're using the crystalline energy. And we are crystalline beings because we tune into frequencies from the cosmic. That's what Brother West is saying. When you think it already exists. Only thing you got to do is put it, you've already given it the energy, because a thought is faster than light.
Yes, well, thank you. Oh, there you are, brother. I was getting ready to call you back in.
No, I'm loving this. I'm loving it because, again, Brother Ed touched on that heart. You know, it's an art to hear with the ear of your heart. The heart is the first organ that develops in a fetus. He took me back to when I was going through early childhood development and skimming through the pages of the book in my head. And that was one of the things that they basically did and talked about, that heart. But that's why we touched, and we are touched from the heart. This is what you want. And the passion that we have when we give balance to the word. Heart 6, balance 6, word 6, vibration 6. The beat is 6, and the beat goes on. And this is where we're coming to next year, that 6, third eye opening. If it ain't open already, because it should be open. But if it's not, by next year, everything that we've been talking about for the last year and this year, by next year, for those who couldn't see, they will see. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And you hit a very important part, because there's two things that even man has not been able to understand. Yes, the heart is when it's developed in the fetus, but what starts the heart? What gets the heart its first beat? What is the first electrical current that makes the heart start beating inside of that fetus when it's in the womb?
I think it's that explosion from that feed, from that I think it's that explosion from when that seed penetrates that egg.
yeah, that's right.
That big bang.
That's
what was that?
Bang, that's the
right.
big bang.
And yeah. that's the black dot that happens when the sperm loses its tail and penetrates the egg, and that zinc, and this is why we talk about zinc, it's because the zinc activates that egg and it illuminates the whole cell of that egg and it turns into light and that light is you.
There you go.
And so that's why we're always constantly hearing ourselves saying, enlightenment, I want to be enlightened. You want to activate that which you are. That's how you got to be who you are, is through light. Because when you walk into a dark room and you turn on the light switch, darkness knows what to do. It leaves.
It flees. That's right. And that's why when you walk across a rug or something, or if you really roll it, you got too much energy. I did it before a lot. And touch something, you see a spark. I could do it all the time. I done touched stuff and touch people. They start getting shocked. Man, I shocked them. I shocked the world. They don't know what Ali say. He shocked the world.
Yeah, but it even was doing that to show you what your nine ethers do. You take a plastic comb and turn the lights out and comb somebody's hair, and you see all the sparks.
That's right.
That shows you how much electricity in you.
That's right.
I want to know what Ed was finished, because I think he had a few more jewels for us. Come on, Ed, before it gets too late.
I apologize, Brother Eddie.
No. Don't apologize, because anything that's said was intended to be said. There's no coincidence for anything. And I just wanted to make a public announcement real quick that I think we only got 7 or 8 minutes left until 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, Sister Antoinette's time. And remember last week, they cut us off right at 11:03. So let's prepare for that, family, once again. At the top of the hour, you know that we can be cut at any time. Just a public announcement.
And thank you, Brother Eddie. And with that, Brother Ray and I are planning on having a show. Now, Brother Ray just got to give me the day. Brother Ray, you still with me? Do you have yourself on mute?
I'm here. I had to find the mute button. Okay,
have you decided on a date? What day?
I thought we said Saturday, but, you know, whatever day is good with you, I'm wonderful
with it. Okay, Saturday, Brother Ray and I are going to have a show, which is dear to me for my thoughts, and it's going to be on the civil rights movement. Brother Ray has a lot of things that y'all have not heard, where he's given names and everything of what happened and what is not told in the books and everything else, because he was there, he knows. So he's going to be telling that to us. So I want to make sure that y'all are there, and also to get the name of it. Is there anything else that you want to tell about that, Brother Ray?
Well, it was just brought to our attention that there's so many misguiding and misleading things have been brought up about the civil rights movement. And some people have a discouraging opinion about the civil rights movement, but they don't know the whole story. And the thing is that we need to know that every step we take is a step closer to where we're going, and that all roads lead home. In other words, anybody who's fighting in this direction of freedom from these chains of our minds, is anyone who's fighting from that, you know, we don't have the time to we should not take the time to criticize, challenge, or argue with anyone who's doing something positive towards to our freedom. And some of the people who who don't understand this really don't know how people were treated before the 50s in this country, and are still treated that way today. And now they've got a new group here. They've brought into the country who's continuing that treatment towards the people. So yes, there's a lot that we're going to discuss and get some information, get some call-ins. Hope Spilk will call in with their differences. And I've been on a number of shows to address some of these things in the hopes that we would leave that behind, remember it, leave it behind, but fight now. So don't waste my time talking about, you know, that era and but not doing anything in this era but talking and making those steps forward to what we've got to, where we've got to go. So that's going to be interesting.
Yes, it is. And I'm looking forward to it. So we're asking y'all to join us on Saturday. And I will be rested, Brother Eddie. So that y'all can... Well, Brother Ray has so much information and so many things that, you know, we just don't know. It's not in the history books. But he was there. He knows the people and knew the people because, you know, a lot of them are not with us any longer. But so that, you know, we can have these stories that aren't told, you know, that's not really made known, and of heroes that we should know, but we don't know because, you know, that information was hid from us. So it's a lot of things. And go ahead, Brother Eddie.
No, I'm getting ready to say that's key, number one, because, again, it's our story that we need to tell. They've been lying about our story, about history, for too long now. So we need that elder who was there, who has the real story to leave, to give, to share.
Yeah.
Because that's what's been missing. We keep regurgitating the lie, the sin, the bull, that history that he came up with to misguide and misdirect and and program us to keep continually talking about. So we need to hear from us. It's up to us to fix us telling our story. Thank you, Brother Ray. Thank all of us.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's did you want to speak something, Brother Ray?
Not, you know, just thanking Brother Eddie, and just saying, you know, all praise and glory be to the creator of this universe. He's got a bunch of us here who can help straighten out our history and tell our story.
Right.
And I've been trying to do that for some years.
And this is the way that we have. We have so much generational theft going on by those that are taken out as elders that know and knew what went on at the time of our historical events, or our story, as Brother Eddie puts it, is that we need to hear those truths, like from Ms. Kim and Brother Ray and his brother there, and not the Tuskegee Airmen. Because they were the ones who actually lived at that time, and they still have the mind to share with us those truths that they lived. They're giving us living testimony to what happened in a time that we were maybe a thought in an egg in a woman's body. But they are here to give us actual factual truth. And so we have to begin, and I'm grateful that we have Sister Antoinette that's going to do the show, because that means it's going to be archived. And then we have to get people to start taking the archives and transcribe and put them into the Word, and taking what Brother Eddie does and taking the Word and giving us the number.
Yes. Well, thank you. So I hope that y'all will, you know, join us, because this is going to be a fascinating show.
And y'all already know that Brother Bray has a wealth of information, so I'm sure that he will be glad to take your questions and, you know, just provide us with a lot of insight that, you know, as everyone has said, we just don't get. And we also have background noise, so could you please mute your lines if you're not talking? Okay. Wow.
Yeah, we have no choice.
All right,
we
so
gotta
with that, let me
because,
also say, don't forget Sunday, drive on at 10 a.m. for the Helios. And the background noise, y'all really got to, you know, take care of that. And don't forget the drumming with Brother Ray at 3 o'clock Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. 3 o'clock Eastern time, please be on the drums. And y'all know, of course, that Brother Eddie and I will be back on Wednesday. So, you know, we have a lot of things to look forward to.
Pardon me.
So in case we get cut off, I'm just letting y'all know. Go ahead, Brother Ray. Oh, the background. Okay, Freddie.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
That's the brother that was talking about Arizona?
Yeah, that's great. I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge the passing of Dr. Rashidi. And I'm real sorry.
Yes.
Real sad to hear about his passing. I remember reaching out to him a couple of years ago, trying to get him to organize prayers at Ebo Landing in South Carolina, because I feel like that's something that we need, because some of my ancestors came through there. A lot of them were Gullah Geechee people from right there.
But we also, and also,
I brought. So my question to him was, Dr. Rashidi, was about prayer at Ebo Landing. So I wanted to acknowledge his passing. Sincere condolences.
He took a shot, man. He took a shot, his spirit lives forever.
Thank you for bringing more to it. I did acknowledge it earlier, but thank you.
Right, but
he
we
took
also
a shot, man.
And we got to also
missing, man.
And we got to do this one at a time, y'all.
And I'm thankful, Brother, I mean, Rocco Rashidi, but also an indigenous leader of the Nakota Nation in South Dakota dropped his robe a couple of weekends ago. I think it was last week.
My cousin,
a week
Lauren
before.
Zephyr.
Right, and Chief.
Yes.
Light Golden Eagle. And Light Golden Eagle was the keeper of the 52,000 years of star knowledge, him and his brother, Sherwin Zephyr. And they did the ceremony of the sun dance, and they wrote the books and showed us the symbols of the universal laws of consciousness and the spiritual laws of consciousness given to our indigenous brothers in that time, to where they could decipher it from the symbols and put it into the words that we now have recording, the actual meanings of the symbols and sigils that came from the federations.
Well, Brother Rashid took that shot. He admitted it, man. He said he took it.
Right.
All right. So he took it, man. Y'all, just word to the wise, man. I bring the truth. The man said in his own words, he took the shot.
Right. But he's now in ancestors with some of the great ancestors like Dr. Clark, Asa Hilliard, Francis Cresswell, and those ancestors. And the thing that Rocco left was he left a map that showed us our connections of melanated people in all the different continents in the world, especially in Asia, and he recorded that, and then in the South Americas and that. So we have a lot to be grateful for the works that he did while he was here on this plane that we now have to help guide us in our true knowledge of self.
Yeah, I need to add to that because Renoko and I were very we're friends, and that we've known each other for years, and I've followed him on a lot of his travels around the world. And I'm fascinated by the fact that he would find the indigenous black people wherever he went, China and whatever country he went into. That was his purpose. And he would always come back and report it to the people, the black people that we never knew existed. And he was just such a great influence among those of us who understood what he was doing. I just told I was on earlier, and I said that I'd spoken with him last week. He was on a show a week before last, and I called to him afterwards. I mean, I called him at home afterwards and thanked him again. And he told me he was about to leave to go on a trip. And I was really concerned because he did have that conversation on the air that he was going to take the shot. And I just was concerned about it. But you're right, when he did take the shot, and I believe, as you do, that was his downfall there. But again, he's an ancestor now, and maybe we got some more help up there that we need to bring us through this thing. And so I take all of us to do this, our ancestors. I think that's where we are. Yes.
Same thing with the X-Pac, the DMX, you know, same way. You know, he's a great star and the crown of our experience also. No matter what anybody thought about him, he was always praying, always dropping jewels in his own way. But yeah, made it lighter, Renoko, Rashidi, and all our ancestors live and shine in our hearts and minds forever. Ashe.
No. Brother Eddie, do you have any remarks?
I just echo the sentiments of the family, because again, that's why I start our classes off now with saying Ashe to the ancestors, because these are all ancestors now, be it young or old, making their transition. But again, as we're saying, they left so much vital information that we can use if we choose to. We have choice. Just like me giving the information, balancing the word behind the numbers. We choose to use what's being given or we don't. As Brother Ray said, we ain't got time to argue with people no more. We ain't got time for that. Because what we are admitting is the time that people are caught up in a spell.
Right.
Yeah.
They're caught in a spell.
And it's something we got to look at that they're doing with this and writing these algorithms and the codes, because we got to start even looking at what is the base word of the algorithm comes from. It came from 3000 BC when a brother named Muhammad Musa was he put together algebra, where he used astronomy, science, and math. And then the Greeks and the Romans took it and they made the word algorithmic. And so what they did was they understood how to take the words and the numbers and put them together that brought about the change that we see that they're using now in making this algorithm and the new Jim Code, because we challenged and had a great fight with the Jim Crow. Now we're getting ready. We've been fighting the new Jim Code, because what they're doing now is coding the same laws and things that they had written into books. Now they're putting them into technology. And so what we have is this battle of AI and divine intelligence. And so the divine intelligence will win if we come back and we connect to our mother and we understand that these special days that we have in alignment, as above, so below. When you align with what's going on above, you have all the power of the universe. to draw down into you to do and manifest whatever it is that you want to do below. And so these are the ways in which we have to begin to overstand. What's over us is the universe, which is, as Dr. King said, the arc of the universe is bent towards just us. And so what we have to do is we have to begin to tap back into our universal, because there's an innerverse and there's a universe. And the innerverse is what we know that the Sufi Rumi said, everything in the universe is within you. When will you learn to use yourself? Because the Hopi told us and said in the new fifth world, you are the one you've been waiting for.
Excuse me, Brother Kwame. Who's ever doing dishes or whatever, please, the background noise, could you please mute your line until you're done? Thank you. Forgive me, Brother Kwame, for cutting across you.
Yeah, that's why I was just trying to raise my octaves up a little bit to get over the noise, because it's got to be said, and we have to begin to do this, you know, because each one of us came here with a purpose. And as we are now here in this now moment, we are winners, because when you spell now, it just spells one. And so it's N-O-W and W-O-N, and we are winners. And what we're doing is sharing the energy of our truth to help us win this battle against these principalities.
And let me echo real quick, yes, and don't forget that N-O-W and one is also own. Own what you won, family. And right quick, echoing off of the numbers of what's being used, the artificial intelligence abbreviation is AI. A1I5.